It in, losers. This is the Lady Killers, a Feminine Rage podcast. I'm Jen.
I'm Sammy.
I'm Rocco.
And I'm May. Our podcast is a tribute to the female-identifying killers in horror and more.
Each episode will feature us, your Supreme Court of female murderers, discussing our favorite lady killers, from your Julias and Jennifers to your Carries and Christines.
We'll tell her story, decide if it's good for her horror, and answer the most important question of all. Would we die for her?
Join us on Thursdays as we pull on our sweaters, snatch our ice picks, sharpen our scissors, and honor the lady killers who live on the silver screen.
No boys were harmed in the making of this podcast.
Yet.
Greetings, constant listeners. It's your boy, Michael Monroeville Mall Rothman. What you're about to hear is a clip from our exclusive Patreon episode in which the losers recap and review episodes 7 and 8 of Apple TV Plus's Lisey Story, specifically No Light, No Spark, and Lisey Story. How do you hear the full thing? Become a librarian over at our Patreon. You can find a link in the description of this episode, or you can visit www.patreon.com/thebarons. Hope to see you there over long days and pleasant nights.
This whole series has been a visual feast, but I think these episodes in particular, like, very much ended on a strong note. Other things that you guys loved, yeah.
No, just like going along with that too, I think it definitely elevates it to higher end television. My own personal taste, I tended like HBO level production on things. Mm-hmm. And this too, it feels a lot more cinematic. You know, it's like that every shot is a masterpiece kind of, but you can pause it at any scene. And there's visually interesting things going on, which I think really adds to the enjoyment of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a scene where, like, little baby Scott's on the tractor, and it just looks so good. And then also, like, when Michael Pitt is looking up at him, and you're seeing it like little Scott would be seeing. Yeah. You're seeing it from his point of view. It's just, like, it looks so good. And also when Michael Pitt's getting dragged away.
Oh, that was so good.
So long.
Yeah.
And like just, oh God, so good. And so just loaded with emotion in that. Like, it's just that long tracking shot is just crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. How about you, Jen? Anything else that you love that we haven't had a chance to touch on yet?
Yeah, I feel like I've said I kind of couldn't wait to talk about a lot of the things that I loved because I just love the thematic connection of all of this. But I think the Scott's death is really, really well shot, well acted. Like, I feel like it just really moved me. And a lot of times those scenes are either over dramatic or they're too quick, or like, I feel like those are hard scenes to get right. And I think they really did. And he says, I was lost in the dark and you found me. And it's just such a sweet line. And I think that is in the book.
It is.
That's not
yeah.
the one that she yeah. fixates on. And I like that it's not like the I got you ice or you got me ice. Like, it's just mm-hmm. such a sweet line. And then she just nails it with, you know, her crying and she says, no, 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 don't go. Oh, I was sobbing through this episode.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah. And then the end when I can't remember which episode it is, but when she's letting him go, when she sees him at the lake and he's walking off in his yeah. shroud, and it just kind of cycles through a lot of these really happy memories. I think in another show that would look really cheesy, but considering how like we interwoven the show has been, it really feels like a conclusion and a like finality, you know. And mm-hmm. not like a replaying of like something cheesy. Like, I'm thinking about like the Mad Men episode where he's in the like the carousel. You
know? Yeah.
It was
yeah.
just really sweet.
No, I think it's in like the shot of them in the snow in that little montage. And, you know, I give credit to, was it Pablo Larraín?
Mm-hmm.
How you pronounce it? Because, yeah, like he does put a lot of effort into shots that maybe are only there briefly for a few seconds. And a lot of, you know, a lazier director would just be like, whatever, just... You know, but instead we get the futuristic hospital room, which is interesting. Even though he's only there for 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. You know, we get the what's the ship, the Huckleberry,
Hollyhocks, Huckleberry.
Right? I know. I was thinking.
I'll be your Huckleberry.
Yeah, I'll be Huckleberry. No, but you know, you get the children playing in the boat, and it's, you know, there's a lot that goes into the production of that shot, and it's only on screen for maybe 45 seconds. You know, and
yeah, I agree with that. Off. And that reminds me of another thing I wanted to bring up, which is I like that Pablo Larraín sort of, you know, he's not afraid to sort of embrace other modes, like because I and even just sort of hint towards other genres. When you mention the Hollyhocks, I love that the flashback to the dad building the ship for them and seeing them in their lawn and everything, like it was shot like it was a home movie, you know, like it didn't have that, it didn't use the filters or anything, which I'm glad it didn't, but the way that the camera moved, it was very like, you know, quote unquote amateurish in terms of the way it kind of circled around everybody. It was like and it very much struck me like that, to me, in a weird way helped take me back in time, because it just, the way that it was shot and the footage that was being shot, obviously, like just this happy moment of kids and their, and you know, their parents and a fun summer day, it kind of had this nostalgic quality just to the way the camera moved, which was because yeah, it just reminded me of a lot of home movies that I've seen, both in movies and in my own home movies. So yeah, and then also the goggles, the night vision goggles, I kind of liked those moments when we got to see through those, because it kind of had the air of a found footage movie. There was like that grainier texture that he was able to approximate there, and just seeing sort of that dim visage of Lisi in shadow and him watching her was really creepy. And I just like that he kind of leaned into those moments and allowed, even though they weren't like a lot, but he kind of adopted a different visual style when he went into those moments. So
I did really appreciate how these episodes were paced and edited. I think some of the earlier episodes, well, I mean, they got a little confusing sometimes and a little kind, you know, timelines, and it, you know, there was a lot to do. I get it. But these ones just, I mean, I was so engaged. I've watched them multiple times now, and each time was like just so engaged and invested. And I didn't feel like anything really lingered too long, and it made sense and you could understand it where you were in the story. So I just, I think it's great that the pinnacle of the season actually is in the last two episodes, in my opinion. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, a show will peak a few episodes before and then kind of disappoints on,
fizzle
doesn't
out.
Quite land it. Yeah. So, but I think that they really just landed this so good. Mm-hmm.